This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Crank it up, Senator Kevin Cramer, in a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall here. Do this every Friday for you. Your calls, your texts. Welcome for Senator Cramer on any and all issues today. A few of those have already come in by text. You can get them in at 701-237-1590.
Before we get to that, there's another call on the hotline.
There is, huh? You and your calls on the hotline.
I don't know. It's ringing. I got to answer it.
Yeah, okay.
You were calling for Scott, were you? Hello?
I'm calling for Scott. This is Kirsten, just wanting to wish you a very happy birthday.
The Superintendent of Public Instruction is giving birthday greetings now. How kind of you, Kirsten. Thank you very much. How are you today?
Absolutely. I'm doing well. But, yes, couldn't let this special day pass without saying happy birthday to you. And I hope you have a fabulous day and a fabulous another year of life.
Well, thank you very much. I'm trying to avoid the hubbub today, but nobody's letting that happen. Isn't that amazing?
How they Isn't that amazing? It's you know, how blessed are we that we have people that care about us, right? Enjoy your day, Scott.
Thank you, Kirsten. Appreciate that very much. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. And I'm thinking today might be the day to get in there and register for one of two $500 gift cards given away to any PetroServe location. Game day winners. And if you registered already in weeks prior, you haven't registered, so get back in. And take advantage of the great lunch specials today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience in Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue. Swedish meatballs on 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Or pizza hot dish in Glendon on your way home, Kev. How about that? NP Avenue, Euland, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread. All their locations. I might have to get a caramel roll for my birthday today.
I've just got to shout out always for their chicken strips, too, the little chicken chunks they do.
Very fantastic. Good. Yes, exactly right. Valley Dairy caramel rolls are all the PetroServe USA stores now, too, because they're part of the family. PetroServe USA, Senator Kevin Cramer is here joining us by phone today for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Got caught up in that snafu over the quote-unquote computers breaking down. Yeah.
He was on. He fell off. We'll try him back.
He fell off.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Sounds like a tragedy.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
Disconnected.
All right. You get Senator Cramer back on the air. Did you hear about this, though? There was a, supposedly the computers went down at SkyWest. SkyWest does flights for what? I guess United, Delta. I'm not sure if they do American or not. But one of the feeder airlines. And these days, you don't know if it is actual computer problems or if it's people saying, you know what? Your little mandate is not sitting too well with me. So anyway, he ended up getting caught up in
that.
Yeah,
I know.
There
you
go. But Kevin, Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir.
Good morning. As, let me just quote one of my favorite politicians, John Boehner, when he said, "This is your birthday song. It doesn't last too long." Hey.
Oh, thank you, sir.
John used to lead that whenever it was a member of Congress's birthday, so I just thought I'd do it for you.
How kind of him. And thank you very much for the birthday greeting. Lots of those today, and I'm hoping to avoid any more.
You got another one here.
Is that right?
Doug, are you there?
I sure am.
But the governor and the senator.
Morning, Scott.
Governor and the senator on at the
Good
same
morning.
Time. How about that?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin. Happy birthday,
Good morning,
Scott.
Governor.
Thank you, Doug. We had your lovely bride on yesterday talking about Recovery Reinvented next week, that warrior for, you know, ending the stigma. So always enjoy chatting with the better half, shall we say, of the governor and the first lady.
Absolutely. You got that right. Yep, she is courageous. We are looking forward to Recovery Reinvented on Monday. But both of us, birthday greetings from Catherine and I. We want to wish you all the very best and thank you for everything you do, Scott, for not just your listeners, but for the state of North Dakota and across so many issues, the economy and health and addiction, and you're just always moving the agenda forward, and we appreciate everything you do.
Very kind of you. Very kind of you. Thank you, Governor. Anything you want to say to Senator Kramer here on the Talk Radio Town Hall to get us started today? Any issue you'd like to have him juice up a little bit?
No, I just so grateful that we've got leaders like Kevin that are willing to serve during these important times, and Kevin and I are aligned on so many things, and whether it's the border or pushing back on the Biden administration, and again this week, we talked to Secretary Granholm last week when she was here with Senator Hoeven in Grand Forks, and I got a chance with her to meet with her one-on-one and explain to her that I thought the most, hurtful and harmful thing I'd heard come out of the Biden administration was when they were calling for OPEC to produce more energy. That was a week ago Thursday. And she said she would take that back to the White House. I said, why are we calling for our enemies to produce more energy when we've got unemployed oil workers in North Dakota? In North Dakota, we're producing 400,000 barrels less a day than before the oil crash in February of 2020. She seemed surprised that we could produce more energy here. Explained to her that we could turn that on, all we need, the kind of support we need, and she said, I'll take that back. And then that was on a Thursday, and then Tuesday of this week, Biden administration again calling for OPEC to produce more energy. So go figure. But we'll keep fighting. I know Kevin's fighting every day for American energy, and appreciate everything that he does.
And we appreciate everything you do, Governor. It's a good team.
Thank you, Governor. Appreciate the call very much. Take care.
Well, you're an empty nester now this year, Scott, and I hope you and Maria have got big plans for tonight. And again, take some time to celebrate. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much. Yes, we're doing dinner tonight. Doing dinner with the neighbors, so we're going to go out and have a nice little meal. Unbelievable amount of fuss today about the birthday. I will fire anybody that I find is responsible for this, but it was great fun. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate it very much.
So, thank you, and thanks, Kevin.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about to start here was the town hall meeting, because not only did it not sink in with the Secretary of Energy,
Scott,
but he doubled down again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you again.
Please don't do this to me.
Mike Pence is on the phone. He wants to say hi.
The Vice President is not on the phone.
Mr. Pence, good morning, sir.
Good morning, all. Good morning, Scott. I heard it was a big birthday for you, and I just wanted to call and wish you and your family a wonderful night, and I never miss a chance to be on the radio with Senator Kevin Kramer.
I don't blame you one bit, by golly. He's still on that wall fighting just like you are. So great to have you, Mr. Vice President. Kevin, how great is it to hear from Mike, huh?
Well, it's always great to hear from the Vice President, and he's doing great work. And Mr. Vice President, you're very, very kind to do this for me, but we also know that it's really about Scott and his incredible contribution to freedom in this country.
Well, it really is. And says, what Senator Kramer knows, and Scott, I think you might remember, is before I was a vice president or a governor or a congressman, I had a talk radio show in Indiana. But I'm telling you what, the impact that you've had so far beyond North Dakota, your voice, your the way you've championed conservative values on what's on your mind, it has contributed to this country, and I think it's contributing to what I believe is going to be a great American comeback. And I also I wanted to say happy birthday, but I also just want to thank Senator Kevin Kramer. I mean, I got to tell you, his words even this week that Marx is on the doorstep were so clarifying. It's the kind of bracing conservative clarity. We see this avalanche of big government socialism coming our way. Senator, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. Scott, thank you for what you're doing for freedom. And know that while I'm currently between jobs, we're working every day to advance the cause of freedom all across this country and set the table for a great American comeback. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
That's why we pray, because we need one. It's got to be frustrating for you to see, as I know it is for President Trump and Kevin and others that fought so hard over those 4 years of the Trump administration, to see it being undone brick by brick. How hard is that, Mr. Vice President?
Well, Scott, I actually think that's, as ever, well said. It seems like the best way to describe the Biden administration's agenda is literally dismantling brick by brick every successful policy The Trump-Pence administration. You know, that whether it be, you know, we had secured the border with the strong support of the senator, 400 miles of wall, remain in Mexico, reduce illegal immigration by 90%. And they've turned it now. It's official. It is the worst border crisis since 1986. There is a hardship on not only in border states all across the country, and frankly, people being exploited south of the border, all because this administration decided to dismantle what was working. And on American energy, I hardly need to tell people in North Dakota, it's amazing. We had achieved energy independence in 4 short years. We were a net exporter of energy. North Dakota was in the lead. I think I heard your governor's voice when I was signing on. Done incredible work in that area. So is your senator. But the fact that one of their first acts was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, but we're approving a Russian pipeline to Germany, and we're back hat in hand, like the president did last night, you know, begging OPEC to please pump more oil when we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. I mean, but it's, you know, I think it's helping to clarify people. I'm doing an event here in California for one of our great congresswomen.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Of Ag and Energy for 2021. We did this a couple years ago. It's back. We're going to hop on a bus from Bismarck, spend the day making stops at farms and ranches on the way to Watford City. Our friends at North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, online at ndforallenergy.org, are sponsoring this. Breakfast and lunch provided. Here's the date, Tuesday, November 9th. You want to join us for this? Tuesday, November 9th. That's right, the 2021 Ag and Energy Tour. Now, if you'd like to go, we need you to call and reserve your spot. It's free. There's no charge for this whatsoever. 701-400-9482 or email Tammy at ndforallenergy.org. Tammy for All Energy. I'm sorry, Tammy at ndforallenergy.org or call 400-9482. Mike Pence, gracious enough to stick around a little bit longer. You just started to tell us about an event you're just about to walk into. Tell me more, Mr. Vice President.
Congresswoman Michelle Steele is one of our bright new rising stars. She's terrific. I've been traveling across California. I'm affiliated with the Heritage Foundation. And even here in California, I tell you, conservatives are excited. They're motivated. And I don't have any hope for winning statewide in California in the near future. But, boy, I'll tell you, the enthusiasm I'm encountering everywhere I go across this country tells me that if all of us do all we need to do, and Scott, as you always invariably say, if all of us continue to pray for America, we're going to have a great victory for freedom just around the corner. I think even starting in a governor's race in Virginia in just a couple weeks, but 2022, I think, is going to be a great, great year for the conservative movement in this country. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. Thank you for being such a voice for freedom. Many, many happy returns, and thank you again to Senator Kevin Cramer for being such a stalwart voice for conservative values in Washington, D.C.
Cameron, anything you want to say to the Vice President before we let him go?
Well, no, I'm a little bit emotional right now, but just thank you, Mr. Vice President, and God bless you and your work, and Karen as well. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Senator. God bless you, and happy birthday, Scott Hennen.
Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. The Vice President.
I didn't know how to interrupt you when we got him on. It worked out.
Oh, fun day. Way too much fuss, but any day we're talking to a good man like Mike Pence is a good day. So he's a dandy, isn't he, Kevin?
He's really special. He's very personally special to me and to Chris. And by the way, he's really been active in the last couple of months. Out on the trail, as he said, he's affiliated with the Heritage Foundation, and doing a lot of work on his own, building up a 401k. What do they call that 401k? A 501c6 that's promoting conservative values and conservative issues around the country. And he's not resting. I'll tell you that much. For a guy that, as he says, between jobs. He sure doesn't rest very much. He's working hard because it matters. And I think, by the way, I love the way you led him right into, the taking apart of the Trump-Pence successful policies brick by brick. And I think this, when you're a guy like Donald Trump or Mike Pence or anybody that's worked as hard as they worked to transform this country, not into a more socialist country, but into a more capitalist and free market country as well as an American values country, it's really painful to watch it be taken apart like this, and it's not surprising that both the former president and the former vice president continue to be engaged and in the fight. Kudos to them. So I'd love to be able to bring Mike to North Dakota at some point. I know he's got a lot of priorities in his agenda, but we'll look for the opportunity maybe to do that. In the meantime, we'll just keep having him on the radio.
Well, you got to be a happy warrior in this, because the alternative is you're just going to wear yourself into the ground. So, I tell you what, I don't know who I'm going to have to reprimand after this day is done. But now I see that the 7th District Congresswoman from Minnesota, Michelle Fischbach, is on the phone. Michelle, how are you?
I am doing well, and I called in with pressing issue. Because I wanted to wish happy birthday to a great American patriot, Scott. So happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And I will tell you that as a very special birthday gift, we are going to keep fighting against the crazy liberals here in Washington, D.C. So that's your special birthday gift.
Yeah, well, I need it. That couldn't be a better gift than that. It could not be a better gift than that. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it so much.
Well, you have a good one. And, you know, I can't top the VP, but, you know, I send my birthday wishes to you. So
yeah, no,
so
appreciate it very much.
Hey, you're my congresswoman. Okay. I love you, Michelle.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Good to talk to you.
Good day, then.
You bet. Take care. Spo, we had a couple calls before you got on that wanted us to ask you about this. The vice president brought it up as well. But what do you make of the president doubling down on begging OPEC to produce more as an answer to the gas prices on the rise here and the destruction of American energy independence at his hand? What do you make of that, Kevin?
Well, there's so many things about it that are unnatural. But the one that is perhaps the most confounding to me is, how does he think this is a good idea in any realm, and not least of all, politically? I can hardly believe a liberal would think it's a better idea to have Russia and Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and Iran producing more energy while we can produce less. And, Scott, I could spend the rest of this show going piece by piece by piece of just how ironic this is. But what I wonder about, a couple of things. One is, is he intellectually even able to comprehend the stupidity of that position? I mean, remember, his energy secretary said a couple of weeks ago that in response to a TV reporter's question about the political ramifications of the inflation on energy, particularly gasoline, and she said, oh, presidents don't set gasoline prices, the markets do. Completely ignoring the fact that he has cut production of oil in this country by 2 million barrels. Now, this is him. This is not Congress. This is not markets. This isn't OPEC. This isn't anybody else. This is Joe Biden's personal policies. Cut production. Increase demand, cut supply. That's the recipe for inflation. And then when he suffers political blowback from inflation, He begs our enemies to produce more of the product that we produce. And by the way, Scott, we produce it cleaner than any other country. And I did hear much of the first hour of the show, and you had some really thoughtful calls on climate change and greenhouse gas emissions and, you know, man's contribution or lack of all of that. But even setting all of that argument aside, if you believe in the worst case scenario about climate change and man's contribution, why in Sam Hill would you want major polluters producing the thing that we can produce while reducing greenhouse gas emissions? Absurd. And then we could take the rest of the show to talk about the national security ramifications and geopolitical ramifications. And I'm going to be talking a lot about this over the next couple of weeks, Scott, just so people know, on the floor of the Senate, with my conference allies, talking to the national media a lot about it. So it's great to come from a place that understands the importance of energy production.
And it's hard,
let's go, Brandon.
It's hard for me to grasp anything other than they seek American decline, you know, because they don't make their arguments very well, and it is hard to believe that it's anything other than rooting for the other team. More after this with Senator Cramer.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID cases in America have dropped 22% in the last 2 weeks, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, on Thursday formally endorsed the use of COVID-19 booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for some adults. It should be noted, rare but serious side effects have been reported with the vaccines. Heart inflammation has been discovered after young men were jabbed with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and a rare type of blood clot, most commonly found in 30 to 39-year-old women after receiving the Johnson & Johnson shot. Texas on Thursday asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a law that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking the High Court to ignore the Justice Department's emergency request that they temporarily block the heartbeat law, officially known as SB 8. China will no longer stream Boston Celtics NBA games after player Enes Kanter called President Xi a brutal dictator. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Idea for you. A better night's sleep is waiting with a call to MyPillow today at 800-506-9028 because Mike Lindell's done it again. Standard MyPillows, normally $69.98, are now only $19.98. Plus everything else right now at its deepest discounts ever. You can go to frankspeech.com or MyPillow.com. Towels, the sheets, the mattress toppers, the slippers. There's sleepwear now. There's blankets. All kinds of things. Use the promo code SCOTT for the save savings at frankspeech.com as you find at mypillow.com. Let's go into a weekend here and say thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you fighting on that wall. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Here's a question from a listener that wanted me to ask this to the vice president. I saw it after. It said, you can say all the words we want about what's going on in this country, but if elections are rigged, none of it matters. And this is the sentiment of a lot of our listeners. They just say, you know, right, if you can't trust elections, and right now, what a mess. What a lack of trust in our elections. Where are we at with election integrity and being able to trust the election, do you believe, Kevin?
Well, a couple things. First of all, remember, trusting of an election has become sort of the battle cry, not just recently. I mean, Democrats said it for 4 years after Donald Trump was elected. Interestingly, I was thinking going back a ways, but clearly the most contested election in my lifetime was George W. Bush's first election, when the Supreme Court of the United States actually had to step in. But we were only dealing with one state at the time, and that was, of course, Florida. And Florida has had several questionable elections for governor and Senate. And when I say questionable, I mean where they weren't decided until days and weeks after the election, and it required lots and lots of lawyers and lots of pushback against Democratic counties' attempts to add votes for the Democrat long after Election Day. Rick Scott, you know, had hundreds of lawyers, a bank of lawyers, to fight in recounts. And what I would say about election integrity is, first of all, it can't be dependent on who wins. Election integrity is based at state level because elections are based on the state level. Elections are one of the epitomes, really, of federalism and how it's supposed to work. States run elections. Just this week, and I think this is really important for people to know, just this week in the United States Senate, 50 Republican senators once again voted and successfully pushed back for the third time this year against federalizing our national elections and state elections. Because, and by the way, and I love Joe Manchin, and God knows he's an American hero today, But it was his bill that we had to kill. It was his bill that wanted to federalize elections. Election integrity is determined at the state level. Elections are run at the state level. We want it to be that way. Our founders wanted it to be that way. And the good news is that several Republican states like Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Florida, even Kentucky, who has a Democratic governor, have this year passed very important election laws that wrap more integrity and security around the election process in their states. The one in Kentucky is very interesting because it's more restrictive than the laws in Arizona and Georgia, where they've had to endure lawsuits. As you know, the Supreme Court upheld, this is a really important point, the Supreme Court upheld the Arizona election law changes, the election integrity laws that the Arizona Republican legislature and governor put into law. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, who's been making a lot of news lately, has threatened to sue the state of Georgia to turn back their election laws that they passed to ensure election integrity. And, of course, they're the same laws that Arizona has already passed and that were upheld by the Supreme Court. So they're going to continue to try to loosen and codify in federal law many of the loosening that happened in the last election as a result of the pandemic to accommodate voter turnout in the pandemic. I don't think there's any question that loosening those laws, those regulations, expanding the days people can vote, allowing bundling and ballot harvesting, loosening the restrictions on voter identification, all led to a whole bunch of mischief that has created this distrust of elections. All of that's been shored up in many states, being held up by the Supreme Court of the United States, and most importantly, once again, three times this year, the Republican Senate has killed legislation that the House has passed to make sure that we don't federalize our elections and keep them in the hands of states.
Hey, Scotty.
Yes, sir.
Got another hotline.
You got a call in there? Okay, go ahead.
The hotline's ringing again.
You're up. Senator Cramer, go ahead.
You're on with Scott and Senator Cramer.
Scott, I just wanted to wish you happy birthday. This is Charlie Kirk, and I'm told it's a very important day. So thanks for everything, and you're a great American patriot. So
Charlie Kirk, ladies and gentlemen, the person that is saving the Republic with thousands of chapters of Turning Point USA, getting those youngsters to think a little bit so we never end up in this soup ever again. Amen. God bless you, sir. How are you doing?
That's right. I'm doing great, and don't mean to interrupt the great senator here, but you're a great man, Scott, and a good friend, and I heard it's your birthday, so I just had to let everyone know that. So happy birthday.
Very kind of you to call. Very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
And Scotty and Charlie Kirk is just getting started. I mean, that's what blows me away. He's taken the world by storm, and he's just getting started. It's all getting better from here. So thanks for your contributions, Charlie.
You bet. Thank you, Senator, for fighting. Scott, have a great day. Good to hear your voice, and keep it up. Sorry to interrupt.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks.
Love it. A little birthday greeting from Charlie Kirk. He'll be on the radio.
Well, you got to love a guy. You got to love it when Charlie Kirk apologizes for interrupting.
Charlie Kirk is a consummate gentleman at 27. He really is.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He is.
He's amazing.
Kevin in Valley City for another Kevin. Senator Cramer, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, hey, can you all hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Very good.
Very well.
Very good. This here happened to me at Sanford in Fargo yesterday concerning mask wearing, where I was denied medical services for not having a mask. I was presented with a squad of six security guys that pretty much forced me to put the mask on. Otherwise, no medical care. And I drove more than 120 miles round trip for this because of a debacle here at my local Sanford, which does not require me to wear a mask. I'm documented as not having to wear a mask. I told them as much, and I said, document it, and they did. But in Fargo, when I needed immediate care, they wouldn't honor that. Also, the COVID-19, these are long-term issues I'm suffering from having survived it. and a skin issue with my feet, which I can barely walk. I'm a heart patient as well. I still have no taste or smell. That's all besides the point.
Unfortunate situation for you there, Kevin. Senator Kramer, any suggestion for him there?
Well, I don't really have any suggestions. I'd have a lot of questions because it's very concerning what you're describing. And from what I pick up, there obviously are reasons besides just your personal desire that you can't wear a mask or don't wear a mask. Am I understand that right? That there's you have probably medical reasons for not wearing a mask, and they still wouldn't provide medical service if you didn't put one on. I mean, it sounds.
Yeah, that's correct.
Almost crazy.
I made sure that when I was at my local doctor here in Valley City, Sanford Clinic, they documented that I request not to wear a mask. My doctor, when I met with her, didn't wear a mask. She understands I have long-term issues with COVID-19 survivorship. And it goes on and on. But to be refused medical service is pretty criminal, if you ask me.
I'd be a little more alarmed about, a posse of people.
Right? Security!
4 or 5, however many people it took to pass that message on. Kevin, sorry that happened to you. And I guess at that point, I would talk to some kind of a supervisor or management or something, right, Senator Kramer?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's exactly right. But Scott, this is kind of a singular illustration of a bigger problem, and that is that regardless of how you feel about mask wearing or vaccination or COVID or the irrational sort of broad stroking policies that organizations and the government itself, cities, states, federal, apply, make no room for not just personal choice or freedom, but even personal circumstances. As an example, Scott, at the broad level, we track COVID-related deaths.
We lost Senator Kramer there. Kevin, appreciate your call.
I know where he was going to, and it's spot on. It's the bigger issue. It's just one hospital, one city, and one corner of the country.
We got your back, Kevin? Still on the line?
Yeah, he's on. It's breaking up.
Yeah.
Go ahead now, Kevin. Try again.
I mean, when you think about the
bad signal, I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just keep waiting for it to come back. We're getting bits and pieces of it here.
I think you're in a dead zone, Senator.
Exactly.
We're just getting bits and pieces of what you're saying. I have to have you step on top of the vehicle there. Ask us, can you hear me now? Right? Can you imagine now folks at Verizon going, Senator Kramer, his call's not working. Didn't look real good for us here. How about now, Kevin? Can you hear us? All right, we're coming up on a break here. We'll do that and come back with more on what's on your mind straight ahead. Todd, you want to give us a little Schwann shout-out here so we can go into a break and tell us about your friend Steve and the crew at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac?
Fall is here. Get ready for winter. Oof. Schwann Buick GMC is a great selection of local trades, especially trucks and SUVs. Save thousands with some of the lowest finance rates available. SchwannBuickGMC.com. I'm sure Steve sends his best, Scott, but
looking forward to
when I call you.
Looking forward to being part of the big day with our friends at Schwann. Should be a blast.
Yes.
Saluting those vets. Get that on your calendar. Tickets available now, by the way, out there. So go get them while they last. Senator Kevin Kramer, when we come back, don't go away. Hey, are you waiting just like me for the big news about President Trump's big announcement? Well, Newsmax has been one step ahead of the big media on Trump's next
big move. That's why I go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. I also watch Newsmax TV at home or on the free Newsmax app on my phone. It's great. And I even get Newsmax magazine. That's why Newsmax has a monthly magazine with writers like Bill O'Reilly, Ben Stein, Dr. Laura, and the real news you can't find anywhere else. The media won't tell you about Biden's radical agenda. Newsmax will. Newsmax magazine has over 700,000 monthly readers. And now it has a great offer for you. Sign up today and Newsmax will give you a free emergency radio worth $30. Federal agencies say every family should have an emergency radio. These days, you really need an emergency radio. So get it free with Newsmax magazine. Just call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. And get the emergency radio free today. And watch Newsmax TV. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size Fountain Pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4-for-4 special and more. PetroServe USA. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Going to make the most of this final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll go rapid fire through the issues. Senator Kramer back with us on the line. Anything you want to finish related to the caller about the problem with Sanford Health?
Well, the thing that bothers me, his example is a single example of a broader problem. And that is when we count, you know, the consequences of COVID, whether it's deaths or ICUs, hospitalizations. What never gets counted are all the problems associated with it. You know, the surgeries that have been put off, the treatments that have been put off, the mental anguish, the mental illness, the anxiety of our children, the suicide rate, the alcoholism rate, the domestic abuse rates, all of these other consequences don't get counted. And so in this caller's case is an individual circumstance where what wasn't being considered was that he already has conditions related to having had COVID that don't allow him to wear a mask. And yet he can't get treatment if he doesn't. I mean, it's just very, very unfortunate. And I don't know the whole story, obviously, his circumstance, but I feel for him.
Jeremy Fargo, quick question, quick answer. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, I want to know if we win in 22, 2024, how we're going to go ahead and create a national story that we all can unify against or unify with. And if that's the case, are the Republicans just going to be another speed bump? Can we go ahead and get some pushback, start some legislation, hopefully not 5,000 pages worth of legislation, but something to go ahead and tackle these individual issues and knock them all out and become unified once again?
Well, on one of those lines, Jeremy, I appreciate it. And I think you actually said it right the first time when you said against. One thing about politics, there's nothing that unifies people more than a common opponent, common enemy, call it whatever you want. And you are seeing a very united Republican Party. I mean, very. It's interesting. You know, I did Cudlow yesterday, Scott. I don't know if you noticed that, but you know, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are heroes because they're at the tip of the spear and they're standing up to their own party. But I reminded Larry, and I like to remind people, all 50 Republican senators have been pushing back against this big socialist takeover, this big socialism agenda of the Democratic Party, along with, thankfully, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. We've been the united ones. They've been the ones that are in chaos. And with regard, though, to what are we going to introduce, there's a whole package of things that have been introduced and are being introduced on the energy front, on the economy front, on the freedom front, on the, you know, vaccine mandate front, where Republicans are united. Right now, I don't believe there's a single Republican senator that supports Joe Manchin's vaccine mandate. And we've joined in every way possible. By the way, and I know this came up earlier, and I know we're running short of time, but there is no vaccine mandate. There's no, at least there's no mandate that requires employers, small or large, to require vaccinations. But employers are understandably responding to the threat of it. I will tell you, I don't give advice because I'm not a lawyer, and you haven't hired me to give you political advice or legal advice. But most of the lawyers I do talk to say there is no way that the President of the United States has the authority in our Constitution or laws to issue a requirement that employers of any size, private employers, issue a mandate. So everybody's got to do what they've got to do, but just know that I don't believe that the President has the authority to do what he's, quote, threatening to do.
Thanks, Jeremy. Texter says, yes or no, does North Dakota have a right to try when it comes to our health care, which allows us to try medication we believe will help with a life-threatening illness?
Well, I'm a big proponent of right to try. Ron Johnson is the leader on it. He and I just talked about this at lunch the day before yesterday. I believe we do. I believe that states need to, you know, can stand up against this federal overreach as states. The communities can do the same thing. But when it comes to right to try, I absolutely believe we have that right. Now, one of the problems we're experiencing with some of the treatments, of course, are that there's a lot of the medical community that aren't participating. Scott, one of the challenges we have, of course, is that in the risk assessment of all of this stuff, one of the most important risks that have to be gauged is the liability risk. And I do think that has a stifling effect on right to try and experimentation and just people's basic freedoms. It's a major cultural challenge we have in our system. So that's why one of the other things, back to Jeremy, that Republicans have got to continue to fight against and then fight for when you have the authority and the power to do it, and that is reforming our legal system so that you don't have the trial lawyers, which are the number one, by the way, supporters of Democratic politicians are the trial lawyers. But to have them, you know, setting the stage for everything, including vaccination, workforce, all kinds of places, lots of areas where litigation pads their pocketbook, but it stifles creativity.
Just a few seconds left, but somebody wanted me to thank you for sounding the alarm that Marx is at the doorstep. And the Vice President mentioned this earlier.
He did, yeah.
What led you to awaken people with that concern?
Yeah, Scott, when I first said the term at a news conference earlier this week, Even I sort of thought, oh my gosh, what did I just say? But I've been saying it ever since. I believe it's true. I believe whether it's these vax mandates, whether it's cancel culture, whether it's shrinking supply while growing demand, it's totalitarian. It is socialist. By the way, when Bernie Sanders, the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, calls himself a socialist, I don't think we can any longer pretend it's not socialism. These people have an affinity for socialism and an empathy for communism. I mean, the Secretary of Energy, this is what she just said about China last week.
Absolutely. You don't have a moral authority. You're absolutely right. Out of time for Friday. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.